So, Gavin, as always, it's good to have you on the programme on Highland. And I suppose, first of all, many congratulations. Ulster Senior League champions again.
Yeah, thanks very much, Jason. Yeah, good to get it over the line at the end of it.
Yeah, what was it like to win it for a 10th time in a row? How can you measure it against the rest of them, Gavin?
It's hard to know. I suppose it's an unbelievable achievement. Like, I've enjoyed this season probably more than most personally. I think the group itself sort of gelled and really had great experiences. A lot of highs, some lows, but a lot of tests that we passed with flying colours. And I think overall, I'd say it's probably, in achievement wise, maybe the best season we've ever had, you know.
There was a lot of games that came in quick succession towards the end. Were you anyway nervy about them at all? Because in the mix of all that, you'd lost out a League Cup final to Bunnagee United.
We did that. That was probably the major disappointment in the season. It was probably our lowest point in terms of performance-wise. I just felt we were leggy and dead. We had so many games from Christmas on that were all sort of must-won because of points dropped in the league earlier on the season, and then obviously all the cup games and cup runs. The game was, you know, a must-won situation, which is very difficult to keep going to the well and keep players, you know, digging deep and digging deep. And then obviously we had a lot of injuries and a lot of stuff like that they attend with. But like, I can't speak highly enough of the players and the management group, because they kept going there and they kept answering all the questions that were thrown against them. And obviously, bar that final against Bonnie, I think every other occasion we were excellent, you know.
Yeah. Normally now, there's a break for a couple of months. Come August time, we'll be talking local soccer again in the Ulster Senior League. That may not be the case come August of this year, Gavin. Where exactly is the future now of the Ulster Senior League, as me and you are speaking here?
Look, it's up in the air at the minute. Obviously, there's a lot of document. I know the FAA are in talks at the minute with the clubs and with the junior leagues, and I think we'll know more in the next week or so about that. There's also serious talks at the minute as far as, you know, between the AFA and the FAA and a possible Northwest Senior League, which I think would be fantastic. We would create an 8 to 10 team senior league between North and South, you know, cross border sort of a thing. And I think if that's the way we need to go, that's the way we need to go. Obviously we'd like a senior league to stay. I think personally, from my own point of view, and anybody that's in football, I think do want the senior league to stay. So I think we all need to get our heads together and make that happen, whatever and whichever form it takes, it has to be, you know.
Yeah, if that is going to be the case, does it mean that the junior leagues have to come on board with it?
I think it's a necessity. You know? I think if you look at the football structures and pyramids all over the world, there is promotion and relegation. I think the term junior and intermediate and senior needs to be sort of forgot about. And I think we need to all look at, like, we have 60-70 clubs in the county. You know, and the senior league is the top level of clubs. So I think any club and any players that know they're worth their salt should be wanting to play at the top level. Whether we call it the Donegal Senior League, whether we call it the, you know, whatever we call it, whatever it is, as long as the top teams and the top players are get to that level, like, it doesn't really matter, you know. And like, the 60-70 clubs should be all working and pulling together to have a pyramid system and have a promotion relegation system within it, you know. It just makes sense. No, it doesn't. There's no other sort of right and wrong answer to it. It just does make sense.
So when will you have a clear, I suppose, direction of where you should go, and Gavin, when do you expect that?
I think we'll know in the next couple of weeks. I know that the talks are well ongoing with the Northern clubs, and I know the FAA are in the county next week, so to meet all the clubs and representatives. So I think after next week or so, we should have a clearer picture of where we're at, you know.
Okay, then we'll wait to see what happens there on that front in the next couple of weeks. You guys are getting a bit of downtime now at Cockhill Celtic, but even before, if there is a league to take place next year, there's going to be a big cup game for you, because the first round draw has been made for the FAI Senior Cup, and the 10 time in a row Ulster Senior League champions Cockhill Celtic drawn at home to first division side Bray Wanderers. What was your thoughts on Tuesday afternoon, Gavin, when the draw was made and out came Bray?
Oh, look, we're absolutely delighted with that draw. First and foremost, you love a home draw in a competition, in any competition, and we got that. then you're looking at a big name and a big club and from the League of Ireland, and obviously Bray are that. No, they've got great history and pedigree in the competition, and they're doing quite well this year. So there'll be a lot of household names in their squad, and we'll be looking forward to it. And it is one of them games where, you know, there is a possibility that you could prove an upset. Probably the biggest hindrance for us is the fact that it's out of season, but and Bray are in season. But look, we can't really ask for much more than that tie, and look, it's brilliant for the club again.
What did you make of the draws for Fun Harps and Derry City? Were they favourable enough for Harps against Leinster Senior Leagues Kilbarrack United? And Derry City also, the holders of the cup, taking on Athlone.
Yeah, Derry will be delighted with that draw, home draw against the lower league opposition. They can't really ask for more than that. Harps would obviously like the home draw. Away to the Leinster Senior League team at the minute, the way Harps are at, it's probably not ideal. It definitely has the potential to be a real banana skin for them. But look, again, you expect the League of Ireland club, because they're in season, they have a bit of an upper hand. But look, it is a tricky tie for them.
Yeah, just before we talk about Harps and Derry this weekend, I'm thinking here, Gavin, as we're talking, you've got a big cup game to prepare for now before the season gets underway, and it's in the month of July. How do you go about preparing a squad where there's still so much up in the air in relation to the future of the Ulster Senior League, where Cockhill are going to be playing next year? How do you try to encourage players to come into your fold preparing for a cup game, but you don't actually know if there's going to be a league or not yet?
Well, look, we'll certainly be in some sort of league. Look, we'll have football. We'll be, like, Cockhill as a club and as a senior team, we'll be playing somewhere. There's no doubt about that. So we'll be preparing for that no matter what. Like, obviously, it makes it more difficult because you'll have all our clubs and all our managers, you know, calling our players and trying to sign them and say, look, well, everything's up in the air and you don't know where you're going to be at and stuff like that. So that's not ideal. But our main aim, I suppose, is to keep that squad. I've spoken about it already. If we can keep that false nucleus of that squad together, then we don't really need to add a lot, because we have a very, very good squad, a very youthful squad with a good age group. So that would be our main aim. If we do that, we'll be happy enough. If we add anything after that, even better. But it is difficult. It makes it more difficult because you've all our clubs sort of...
When you're saying other clubs, I take it you mean senior clubs, Gavin?
I wouldn't say senior. I don't mind senior clubs. Look, if the likes of Penarth and Derry City are coming to our players, look, we will open our arms. But clubs in the north on the same sort of levels and stuff like that, you know, we'll have to contend with a lot of that. So we will. But the likes of Harps and Derry and Coleraine and stuff like that, looking for our players, we would like that, you know.
And Gavin, just looking ahead now to this weekend involving Harps, obviously Harps, it's a bit... You don't really know where they're exactly at. Good result in Treaty, not the result they wanted against Kerry. Shipped a hammering against Galway. Longford away at Bishopsgate this coming Friday night. They'll be looking to get some sort of something positive out of this game before the break, Gavin.
Yeah, they certainly will. Look, the last game before the break, I suppose it's imperative that they get some sort of positive result after the last week or so. It's been fairly disappointing. It seems to me that Harps play really the result, you know, and they're shipping goals far too often for anybody's liking, and that doesn't help confidence. And they shipped a couple of big heavy defeats against the more of the top teams in the league, which is quite disappointing. Like, first and foremost, you want to sort of set up when they're down there not to concede early goals, and they seem to be doing that too regularly, you know. So going into the Longford game, as I say, any result at all they'll take a positive out of for the 2 week break.
Has there been anything over the last couple of weeks from a Harps point of view that's given sort of any rays of hope there, and maybe confidence that you can look at there, Gavin?
Well, there's obviously the 3-day game away. The 3-0 victory away from home against anybody is an excellent result. I watched the game that night and they actually played very well. They definitely were the better side. You know, got the goals at the right times and stuff like that. But then playing Kerry at home and not to score is majorly disappointing in Murrayfield, and then the fact they go to Galway then and concede 6, you know, after conceding 7 in Waterford, and then 4 against Athlone at home, it's worrying that they're sort of once they go behind, they're sort of, you know, they're shipping too many goals, you know. So it's very difficult to gauge at this point of the season. It's halfway in terms of fixtures, but it's very difficult to see or judge the improvement in the team at this point, you know, or if there's any.
Will it be difficult for Dave Rogers to call upon players to join Harps in the transfer window, given the position that they're in at the minute?
look, I don't. It will be in terms of what he requires. He needs experienced players. There's absolutely no doubt about that. To find the right experienced players, I'm not too sure budgetary wise where they're at as well, and where their aim is this season. So, yeah, I think it'll be a lot of the players that they've signed are on more long term contracts at the minute. So, unless they probably move players on, you could be much of the same for the rest of the season, I would have thought.
Yeah, let's go to the Premier Division. Derry City taking on Bohemians on Friday night. Derry back at home. The form for Derry hasn't been good over the last couple of games, and Bohemians, they can provide stiff opposition for the Candy Stripes, more Dublin opposition, and Derry, it's a game that they'll want something out if they don't want to be in the wrong end of the result again, so they don't.
No, absolutely not. Look, it's probably Friday night was Derry's worst result of the season, the way they St Pat's, they lost 4-1, which is, you know, hugely disappointing for them. Apparently they picked up a few injuries again, which again is disappointing once they were getting the squad back together. But look, the result against Sligo last week and then away to Pats is two majorly disappointing results, and it's allowing Shamrock Rovers now to put a bit of a gap between themselves and Bowes. So it adds a lot more significance to Friday night's game before the break that either Derry or Bowes, you know, get the 3 points just to stay on the coattails of Shamrock Rovers at this point.
Yeah, and Rovers have a game against UCD. You would expect Rovers to take victory in that game, but it could be a case of them extending their advantage at the top.
You would have thought so. Like, you would have thought there was too much of a gap in quality between UCD and Shamrock Rovers that they'll definitely get the 3 points.
Yeah.
But then again, it's football and you never know. But I think from Derry's perspective, I think they need to beat Bowes and stay there, because I think this blip in performances over the last few weeks is a short term thing. I think Derry have just too much quality for it to continue, and I think they're the only team that can really sustain a challenge to Shamrock Rovers at this point.
Have they found themselves maybe, Gavin, under a wee bit more pressure this year than last year because there wasn't as much expectation with them?
I would agree. So, look, there's absolutely no doubt about it. They've spent heavily. They've signed a very, very strong squad. And I suppose the realisation after winning the cup and the feel-good factor of that is this season is a big, big chance to actually give the league a real push. And I think everybody in the group and supporters and on the outside thought the same. So I think that does add a pressure, and adds pressure from every game as well. And you can see, when they don't get a positive result, though, that there's a lot of maybe negative comments too quickly for it as well, you know.
All right then, Gavin. Listen, we appreciate you taking the call. Thanks for joining us on The Score tonight, and enjoy the rest of the holidays.
No bother. Thanks very much, Jason. Thank you.